Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Italy is getting a new government that'll be led by a far-right party that is said to have neo-fascist roots.
Yeah, it's the country's first far-right-led government since World War II, when Mussolini ran things. So how did this come to happen? With us is Nick Locker, research assistant for the Transatlantic Security Program at the Center for a New American Security, and he focuses on European political and security affairs. Nick, thanks for being with us. So this is a rather shocking development in many ways, at least to people outside of Italy, I suppose, that, as I said, since World War II, this is the first time that Italy, and I think probably if I'm not wrong about this, any Western European country is going to be apparently led by a very far right-leaning government.
Yes, thanks for having me, and you're correct. It is the first time that Italy will be led by the far right since World War II. As you mentioned, the incoming government after this weekend's election is likely to be led by the Brothers of Italy. Led by Giorgia Meloni, who will be the first female prime minister of Italy. And having obtained 44% of the vote overall, the right-wing alliance in Italy is set to govern without needing any support from the political opposition. And this is really represents a concerning development that could have pretty serious implications both for Italy domestically as well as the European Union more broadly.
Meloni spent a lot of time saying, okay, guys, I'm not a fascist. I had some beliefs in the past. Things are different now. Do the people of Italy believe that and the outside world is more concerned than they are? Or what's the mix here?
You know, I think it really depends. I would say that there is a substantial contingent of people within Italy who are concerned about this new government. I mean, there was the left... The center left did receive around 25% of the vote itself, and that being said, you know, I think there are a large number of voters in Italy who are dissatisfied with the status quo represented by the outgoing government led by Mario Draghi, and I would say, you know, the Brothers of Italy really by remaining in opposition, being one of the only parties to remain in opposition against the previous government. Made itself really into the most credible outlet for the substantial number of Italian voters who are really dissatisfied with the status quo after some serious issues in the country over the past few years, including a stagnant economy.
So let's look at it in another way, if we can, Nick, because one way to look at this is in a micro way, which is what's happening in Italy, right? And another way to look at it is in a more expansive way, because there's something very troubling happening in the world, is there not? I mean, you've got this situation in Italy with a neo-fascist party, or at least a party that had its roots in neo-fascism, now leading it for the first time since World War II. You've had a notable tilt to the right in Sweden, of all places. The British government is now being headed by a fairly rightist prime minister. And in this country, our own country, we have one of the two main political parties that has a faction that is clearly anti-democratic. If you kind of connect all these dots, where are we at?
You know, I think it's a good point that there are some worrying developments on a broader sense as well. If you look at countries in the West and around the world, you know, that being said, I think it still remains to be seen to what extent this new government in Italy will represent a decisive illiberal turn for the country. I think that if you look, you know, if you look at the past positions of the constituent parties of the new coalition, there are some concerns that they could look to implement policies that are potentially going to undermine the liberal system of governance in Italy, as well as support for the European Union and potentially the broader Western NATO alliance. However, I think that at the same time, Italy is going through a serious economic and energy crisis, made worse by the war in Ukraine, and will remain quite dependent on its international partners, specifically Brussels, to help it recover from this crisis. So there may be a bit of a gap going forward between the positions of the government in theory and what they actually pursue policy-wise while in government.
Nick Locker, Center for New American Security.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.